Pirates.
Friday.
Thank God it's
Good morning. Welcome to the Friday Morning Club. Today I have
Keely,
Hannah,
Sage,
Kiernan,
Bailey.
Today, Friday Morning Club might sound a little different as we're all masked up and wearing our masks here today. So hopefully you will be able to understand us and mask up, Wood River. Today we have head boys basketball coach, Mr. Asher. Mr. Asher, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate you calling me up here.
We would like to get to know you a little better. Can you tell us about yourself and your family?
Well, my family, I have a wife, Jackie, and we just had our 24th wedding anniversary yesterday, which was the 30th of November. And we are blessed with three kids, Brooks, 23, Trey, 21, and McKenna, 19. And they're all three in college, so I'm broke right now, as you probably can tell. But anyway, we're a athletic type family that loves to watch sports and do sporting events together. My sons have been playing baseball in college for the last 4 years, and they will continue to do that whenever we get done with this pandemic. And my daughter plays volleyball at Hastings College. So, you know, we spend a lot of time together doing family things like that. And, it's just a situation where we do mainly family things outside of school, too.
What else do you like to do outside of school?
Well, mainly I like to be outdoors. This may sound weird, but I do like mowing the yard and doing yard work and things like that. I like being with my family. We have a jet ski. We go to the lake once in a while and have some fun on that, and do a lot of outdoor type things during the warmer months. I love watching sporting events of any type. I only really need about 7 channels in my house, and they all have to do with sports. So if you see me in my recliner, that's what I'm going to be watching 99% of the time, unless Yellowstone's on. I love Yellowstone. But that series doesn't come out again, I guess, until June. So to fill my time, you know, with that, and then mainly just being around the family and hanging out.
What are you responsible for teaching and coaching here at Wood River?
My responsibilities are I teach 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th PE and lifetime fitness. And I found out that you get to know a lot of kids when you have all the 6th graders, 7th, 8th graders, 8th graders, 9th graders, and some of the high school kids, which made it great in my first year coming back. I really wasn't knowing a lot of kids except for the kids that I saw this summer in the weight room, and then getting to know them at an early age will be great as I move forward and see them grow throughout their years here at Wood River. I'm the head boys basketball coach, and I'm very excited with working with those guys too. It's a great group of guys, and we have 19 guys out for basketball. We also have Clayton Turek as our main manager, and I have great assistant coaches, Dave Barr, Darren Parlin, and Dalton Zelenka. So we've put together some really good things, and those are my responsibilities so far.
What are some changes you have noticed since your first time here?
Well, the school is really spruced up. Your gymnasiums are beautiful. I was here for the first year, my last year up for the new gymnasium and the fitness area. The weight rooms looks really great. The hallways are so clean, and understanding that you've done a lot of work to the commons area, which used to be a stage and a pit. And so anyway, a lot of those things. But what's really cool about this school is a lot of the same faculty are still here, and that's one of the reasons I came back.
What are some of your expectations or goals for the year?
Well, this group, you know, I didn't know a lot about them coming in. And then once I saw them on the court, I thought, you know, there's some pieces here. We've just got to get the mentality back to the fact that hard work and all the little details that are needed needed to be raised up to a higher standard. And so that's what we've really been working on. You know, I'm not a real goal-oriented person. I put high expectations on the kids. We want to be guys that run the program the right way with high moral standards and make sure they're getting it done in the classroom first, then they get it done on the court. We think those habits that they build off the court will translate into good things on the court. And so far, they've done a great job of that. You know, we look at the academic side of it first, and I don't see any of these guys, shanking their duties or anything like that. So that's our first objective. Obviously, we want to have some success on the floor. That's why they go out for basketball. And we're trying to get them to understand that the sacrifices they're making there will benefit us with the rewards that we hope to reap later. And the enthusiasm we have going right now is what really is propelling us to, hopefully, have a great season.
What are the things that you're looking forward to most as the season's getting started?
The atmosphere was going to be one of my favorite things. You know, Wood River always had a great following when I was here before. And it's going to be a little different this year with, COVID. But some of the things that I'm really looking forward to is just to see how our guys respond. We've been putting a lot of demands on them and working them pretty hard and letting them see that hopefully this hard work pays off. We know the kids want to be good. They've done the right things over the summer being in the weight room. And so I just want to see how they react to, another team across from on the court.
What have been the biggest challenges with the COVID restrictions?
Well, that has been a big, thorn in everybody's side from every angle you can imagine. And we try to do a great job with it. I know there's times when it's so hard to play an activity like basketball when you're trying to wear a mask or you're trying to stay COVID free. So we've just done some things like I got to do laundry every single night for the next 3.5 months with washing masks, washing reversibles. Our manager Clayton is always sterilizing different things throughout the practice to try to keep them as sterile as we can. So there's just different things like that. The biggest challenge I see is if we would ever have to get, someone in quarantine or shut down for a while. I just can't imagine being the sacrifice you put into the sport and then having someone come in and, say, hey, well, you're going to have to shut down or you're going to have to quarantine for a few days. Because basketball and any sport is built on momentum and so forth, and the repetition of a season, and all of a sudden you're shut down. It would really be something to not express to my team.
Is there anything else you would like to share?
Well, I just want to say this is a great little program you guys run. I know it takes some volunteers, I hear, although some of you act like you're really high paid. but you're doing a great job because every morning I get to know, or every Friday I get to listen to this and get to know someone a little bit different in a different way. So I want to thank you for having me on today and hope your school year and seasons go well.
Thank you for joining
us. Thank you. We're going to take that time and tell you thanks for being up here.
All right. Thank you, Mrs. Herker.
By the way, Mr. Asher, do you have a joke of the day for us?
By the way, I sure do. It's a basketball joke.
Nice.
This basketball joke is, why are basketball players not allowed to go on vacation?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Because they're not allowed to travel.
Oh! Thanks again for coming up here.
Hey, guys, you know what day it is?
It's the 339th day of the year.
No, there's 27 days left of 2020.
No, there's 3 Fridays left in the year.
No, there's 18 days till Christmas break.
Actually, it's National Cookie Day. Make sure you guys make some cookies today to celebrate. Yum. It comes to that time in our show where we have to say goodbye.
Bye! It's finally Friday. I'm freaking. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the work and blues, let the good times roll.